plan for tonight, and it is a continuation of the lesson we started some weeks ago. We are looking on the fact that carelessness carries consequences. Carelessness carries consequences. And part of the purpose of the lesson is that as Christians, where we can give proper advice to other Christians, as they act carelessly in whatever area of life, and you can, with sincerity and honesty, give guidance and advice, then you do so. Because not only will you be helping that person out, but in many cases too, where that person would end up being a dependent on either the church or individual in the church, a lot of time, by good advice, you can help a person overcome that. We asked to be read 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 3 and 4. Could we have it read?
Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show pity at home and to requite their parents.
Sorry, brother. Cunningham, let us hear Romans chapter 12:9-11, and then after that Hebrews chapter 6:12.
So Romans 12:9.
Don't forget, because we are ultimately going there, the passage I gave last week in respect to the advice of the wise man Solomon, as given in the book of Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 6 through 11, where we are sent to the ants, and that we can learn a lesson of wisdom from the ants. Okay, let us hear Romans chapter 12, verse 9 through 11.
Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil.
Let love be without, that word dissimulation mean hypocrisy. Don't let, when we talk about love, our claim that we show love, it is insincere. Love must be pure. It must be without hypocrisy, without dissimulation. Yes. Let love be without dissimulation.
Abhor that which is evil.
Abhor, that means stay away from that which is evil.
Cleave to that.
Cleave
to that.
That is, hold tightly to that which is good.
Which is good. Be kindly affectioned.
Be kindly affectioned.
One to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business.
not slothful in business. The wise man Solomon used the word slothful quite a lot. But before I go to the wise man Solomon, I pick up on the word slothful here in the New Testament to let us understand that the word slothful is not just an Old Testament word. And the word slothful means, notice, be not slothful in business. The word slothful means slow. It means tardy. It means dull. The word slothful means stupid. And what we are encouraged here as God's people, we must not be stupid people.
Amen.
Very important. We must exercise common sense. We may not have university degree and all of that, but we must always exercise common sense in the things we do. Because, may I? The way you and I spend that $10, the wise or foolish way we do it bring consequences. Very important. So when the Bible asks us not to be slothful, that is, don't be stupid, don't be dull, don't be slow, it is encouraging us to exercise common sense. You want to say intelligence? Well, say that then. Because it is said that common sense is not so common after all. That's a fact. Be not slothful in business.
Fervent in the spirit.
Fervent in the spirit.
Serving the Lord.
May I? I want to spend a few minutes looking on the subject of forgiveness and consequences. I want, before I'm finished, make sure that each one of us understand what consequence is. So I repeat something that I have said. I've said it, I think, last week or the week before, and I said it a while ago, and I'm saying it again. Where you can, and where you have the opportunity, render help to everyone, especially fellow Christians, but be willing to help wherever legitimate need exists. I pointed out that should be the attitude of the Christian, that wherever, a person doesn't have to be a Christian for you to want to render help. And the attitude Jesus Christ wants us to have, it's stated, do good to all men, especially those that are of the household of faith. Now, help others too where you can. Sometimes it's just a word, an advice, a caution where you have the opportunity to advise other Christian to learn to appreciate God's blessing.
Amen.
Whatever that blessing is, never belittle anything that God provide for you.
Amen.
There are certain experiences I have when I was young. They live with me. And you know, it wasn't my fortune to be able to while my grandchildren and myself, some of them at least, are close. But I wish persons like Al Delano and his sister Candice and those who are abroad, that when they were growing up, I have the right to send them to country to spend like a few years with my mother, let them learn some of the practical country life. Because mine, you know, I love reflecting on my childhood days, bring a lot of pleasantries. I mean a lot of pleasantries. And I shared this with you already, the time when this good friend of mine, but he was much older than I am, and you know, he lived above where we were, and whenever he cultivated, and he always had things. He had migrated to England. And I love food. And as a young fellow, 10, 11, 12, and my brother and other friend, we usually run boat a lot. You know, we love to get in our little car and cook. But the person I'm telling you about, he would call me to help him do any little thing, and he would always be cooking. And I'll never forget. This is probably when I was about 12, 13, 14. He cooked, and I know he cooked for both of us. And in all seriousness, he share out just a little bit in a plate and give me. Sure, I mean, you know, and you know, like I was laughing. When I see the plate, remember he had cooked for both of us already many times, but this time, just a little bit. And you know, I was wondering why, but I laugh, you know, that's the way I react to it. And he was serious, he wasn't laughing, he just was there eating his food, you know. I didn't start eating yet because I was just concerned about what he gave me. And we were there a good while, and he didn't laugh if there were other things he went in the kitchen to look about. It's like he wasn't joking. And afterward, I decided to eat what he gave me with a heavy heart. And when I finished, he took the plate like he's going to put it down. And him share out. And he said, I was just trying you. Because he said, if you had refused to eat that little, I wouldn't be giving you anymore. I don't forget lessons like that. A lot of time, my brother who live in Mandeville, we almost every time we meet either, we talk about our mother. Oh Lord, she was such a great woman. My father was a kind, good, but my mother. So either we talk about our mother or some incident in our childhood. The point, brothers and sister, is learn to appreciate God's small blessing as well as his large blessing. And where you can advise others, Christian or non-Christian, how they can better utilize whatever blessing comes their way. Because lot of times, carelessness lead to ruin. Run to Proverbs 19. 3 and 15. Proverbs 19, verse 3 and verse 15.
The foolishness of man perverted his way.
The foolishness of man pervert. That is mess up his ways when he act foolishly. Read.
And his heart fretted against the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Wealth cometh many friends. Wealth cometh.
What verse is that?
4.
No, just verse 3 and verse 15.
15. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger.
Everybody hear that? Now, this man is speaking from the point of view of the wisdom God gave him. That's Solomon. Read verse 15 again.
Slothfulness.
That is when we are dull and stupid. Okay. What it does?
Cast it into a deep sleep.
Cast into a deep sleep.
And an idle soul shall suffer hunger.
Huh?
An idle soul shall suffer hunger.
So, what he's telling you now, that, well, idleness in any form bring consequences. And a lot of time a person end up in hunger because of idleness or acting foolishly. Amen. But before we go even further, consequences. The word, the English word consequence, is from French. And the word comes from two words, and it really means, the word consequence means to follow after. And the idea in the meaning of consequence is that which naturally follow after. So anytime you hear the word consequence, it has to do with that which naturally follow after. That which follow from any act, from any cause, or from any principle. It is also defined as the effect produced by a or by some preceding act or cause. That is the effect that any particular act or cause produce. Consequences, that's something made up, is that which comes naturally from any action of ours. Some synonyms of consequence. Effect is a synonym of consequence. Result is another synonym. Outgrowth is another. But here is the key now. Forgiveness of sin by God does not remove consequence. That's very important that we understand that. When we come to God, be it you come as an alien sinner, come to give your life to Christ, that forgiveness for all your past sin does not address consequences. Let me. When Paul was persecuting the church, he did some wicked and godly things. that make people afraid of him. When he was called by Jesus Christ and was converted, lot of those, the consequences from those actions still follow him. But Brother Mitchell, God forgive him. Yes, but forgiveness does not remove consequences. We must understand that. I smoke and I drink. Let's say I started from I was 20. I'm now 50, 55. Drink hard and I smoke hard. And then I became a Christian. Here I'm 55 and became a Christian. And I'm serious about my Christianity. When I became a Christian, the Almighty God through Jesus Christ forgave me for all my sins. But I discover I have a bad heart. And I have some other serious health issue. Those are the natural consequences of heavy drinking and smoking, probably from age 20 or 30 right up to 50. Are we all there? That I became a Christian and a serious Christian doesn't mean that God is going to remove those consequences. So don't ever think, well, but I am a Christian. No, you see, whatsoever man soweth, the foolish things I did for these 20, 30 years, the thoughtless things I did that were working against my health, the ill health that now comes are the natural outgrowth, the natural product, are consequences of that unwise life. But you see, what I want you to take away is that consequences are not dealt with when God forgives us. Consequences are the natural product, outgrowth of I'm wondering if I should drop that in. Let me drop it in. The natural outgrowth the natural end product watch here now of either my wise and good action of the past are my foolish and unwise action. Good action of the past will bring positive result now. That is whether I'm a Christian or not. Bad action of the past will bring bad result now, whether I'm a Christian or not. But as Christian, keep in mind that when we hear about consequences, we are talking about the natural issue, the natural outgrowth, the natural product of any previous action, doing, or whatever. But never foolishly think that God forgive me of all my past sin, that eliminate the consequences of foolish action. So, for umpteen years, I dealt with people and I was dishonest. Probably I was a businessman or businesswoman and I carried on people and did a lot of things. Well, now, you know, not only bank are afraid to lend me money, but everybody around who know me. Now, here it is, I have some good ideas. that I know can bring some money to a lot of people, including myself. I just need a start. But all the people who know me, they don't trust me. There are people who have a lot of money and would lend me, but they don't trust me. But now I'm a Christian. I became a Christian 5 years ago. I'm a different person. That lack of confidence in you are consequences of past action. That God forgive you of all your past sins does not imply that the consequences are removed. We must be mindful of that. And this is why the Bible teaches carefulness. Let us hear Proverbs chapter 18, verse 9.
He also that is slothful in his work.
Start again.
He also that is slothful in his work. His brother to him that is a great waster.
A great what?
Waster.
A great what?
Waster.
It's not that I'm deaf. I just want the word. You see, brothers and sisters, we talk about don't belittle any of God's blessing. Appreciate it.
Amen.
But the other point, don't waste. Don't waste all the physical things of life that you and I have access to. They are from God. All of them. Yes, but I work for them, Brother Mitchell. Yes, don't forget, however, that God is the one who gave you the strength. But when we waste, waste is showing disregard for God's blessing. Don't do that. The more you appreciate that which God gives, it's the more he gives you more. The more you are grateful to God for that which he gives, it's the more he provides more for you. The more you belittle what God gives, is the more he will deprive you because you don't appreciate it. The passage just read is encouraging us not to waste. We all, I could almost say point blank that everybody here knows about the prodigal son. Let me hear verse 13 through 15 of Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verse 13 through 15.
And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with the riotous living.
Wasted his substance with riotous living. That is careless living just for today type of living. Wasted his substance. Read on a little further.
And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land.
What? Because the lesson on the prodigal son is such a rich lesson. In many times and in many cases when we hear lessons, sermon, discussion from it, we do not hear some of the most natural bearing on the lesson. Now, listen again. This riotous living, this careless, ungrateful, non-appreciative use of his father's money Read, brother, not many days after.
And when he had spent all.
When he had spent all. Watch here. The type of living he lived usually take away all. And that, it happens to the prodigal son, and it will happen to us too. When you use carelessly what God has provided for you. Read on.
There arose a mighty famine in
the land. Wait. Sooner or later, there will be mighty famine in the lives of men and women who are careless in how they use God's blessing. Right. Sooner or later. And a lot of times, the famine is not necessarily that you need a meal or you're starving for a meal. The famine may take other forms. But sooner or later, when we use carelessly God's blessing, there arose a mighty famine. Read on.
And he began to be in want.
Sooner, all these, you know, what follow his righteous living are the natural outcome of his type of life. Amen. But we don't usually spend the time on that. We usually look on the great love that the story brings before us, and how God is ready to welcome. But those things that are mentioned by the inspired writer, began to be in want, the great famine, going and sharing the hog food, all those, Jesus Christ wants us to know that they are the natural outcome of either carelessness, ingratitude, our ways. They are the natural outcome. Look at Proverbs. I believe that will be about the last passage. Brother Mitchell, have you forgotten Proverbs chapter 6, 6 to 11? No. That might be a lesson by itself, so I haven't forgotten it. Let us see Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 4 and 5.
He becoming poor that dealeth with a slack hand.
Just a minute. Start again.
He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand.
May I? A word for slack is careless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember, this man is speaking from the point of view of the wisdom God gave him. Don't move from the passage. And when you are careless in your use of whatever God gives you. Read, brother.
But the hand of the diligent make it rich.
Read both verses again.
He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand.
Mm-hmm. You are careless.
But the hand of the diligent make it rich. He that gather in summer is a wise son.
Mm-hmm.
But he that sleepeth in the harvest is a son that causeth shame.
You all got it. When you put your talent, your strength, to proper use at appropriate time, it brings result. When you act lazily, then you are going to suffer consequences. And as I close, remember, there will be one Sunday night when we look on what the wise man tells us to learn from the ants. As you deal with your brothers and sisters in the church, where you can give wise advice to any brother or sister, giving the advice with the understanding that that person has an opinion of his own or her own. So it doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to follow what you say. But where you have, through your experience, you have something to help give that person guidance, give it. Because good advice is always helpful. People do not always take it, but give it anyway. We are going to stop here. As I've said, when we pick up on this lesson, we may just make Proverbs 6 through 11. The thing Solomon says that we can learn from the ants. Again, remember, forgiveness does not remove consequences. Consequences are the natural outgrowth, the natural product, the natural effect of any action doing of ours. And consequences follows carelessness. Thank you.